Hi, everybody. Welcome to Sticky Pickles. Ever find yourself in a pickle, knee-deep in a dilemma? Question is, what do you do now? I'm Carol.
And I'm Maria, and this is Season 3, Episode 9 of Sticky Pickles, Family Secrets and Help Yourself.
Ooh.
Mm. Oh, Family Secrets. That's a... This is going to be a juicy pickle, isn't it, Carol?
Well, it is sticky. I'm telling you it's sticky, and I need you to help solve it, because you're okay. A non-professional expert.
Okay, a sticky, juicy pickle. You got it. I'm also a little hungry now, but okay, yes. Let's do this, Carol. Lay it on me.
Okay, so we have a Jed and Susan. Okay, right. And the sitch is they've been trying to get preggers for a while now, and it's just not working out, which kind of sucks.
Oh, that does. If that's what you want, yeah, that sucks.
Yeah, if you want it and it doesn't work, it sucks. And like, I know some people that literally got pregnant at a party that I have hosted. Literally. While others,
I was watching.
I did see them go up the stairs. And 9 months later,
little blessing.
Yeah. And others obviously take years and years and years, right? And sometimes help. Anyway, it looks like Jed and Susan might need to be considering IVF.
Yes.
Which is super expensive.
Yeah.
Super intense.
Yep. Oh, it's not fun.
And it's not like they have a big mountain of cash lying around. So both have taken up extra work gigs, and they're putting the cash into the IVF pot. And they say if they get preggers beforehand, they have got great in case money. And if not, then, you know, they're working towards their dream.
Right.
I'm a big fan of in case money. Do you have that? Are you a fan of that? Or
I think, how do we define in case money? Just like rainy day fund is what I call it.
Like even when I was like strapped for cash, I always had like $30 somewhere or something like that, you know, that I could just go, I can go get a pizza tonight and a beer.
Yes, always. I always have a 20 somewhere. My husband does it. Like there's a $20 bill squirreled away as your emergency cash.
Yeah, and that's so important. Like no matter where you are in your life, like if you can just have a tiny bit of like fuck off money, right? In this situation, it's very important. Anyway, so these guys, Jed and Susan, are, you know, super connected in the thing. They're not fighting or anything, but the whole baby thing is taking its toll.
Of course, it's super stressful to go through what they're going through. Oh, my God.
Totally. And they need a break. They need a break, right? And luckily, two free holiday opportunities have shown up.
Not just one, but two.
Well, they're kind of going to go separate because Susan's made plans to go see her big sister for a bit of R&R in her house. And Jed is going fly fishing with his best friend, best mega rich friend, Dan.
Oh. And they're very tired of the sex. Like, it's become mandatory sex. So they're just like...
I just think they're probably sick of each other as well, right?
Probably. Because, yeah, scheduled mandatory sex. Yeah.
You know, it's like you're sitting there going, I'm at the right temperature. Come on.
Yeah. my basal temp is off. Whatever. Yeah.
I'm ready. Yeah.
Super unfun. Yeah.
And, you know, they go off, at, you know, before their journeys, they rub noses, grab waist, you know, promise to park all the baby stuff, all the money stuff until after the weekend, right? Because they really need just to chill. It works out. Both return like super charged. Susan slept in a hammock, baked cakes, swam in a pool. Jed, you know, had an amazing helicopter ride to like a fly fishing place.
Oh my God, what an amazing life. Yeah.
Like his friend's loaded, right? So he just had this like great weekend of fishing, hanging out with his buddy, and it was great, it was great, it was great. And Monday, Jed trots off to work happy, and Susan, who works from home, is sitting, you know, working on a stupid spreadsheet, and there's a knock at the door.
Hmm.
And Susan goes to the door, and it's her husband's best friend's wife. So I should say they know each other, obviously. But they're not buddy buddies, these two, right? They're kind of friends through the others being best friends. And this best friend's wife comes in going, well, hello, you. I was just in the neighborhood. And she's like, you know, all spiky heels, large handbag on the forearm. And she like clip-clops in.
The clip-clop. Oh, yes.
Yep, the clip-clop.
Little teeter-totter clip-clop. Yep.
And the thing is Susan finds her incredibly irritating. It may be all the Botox in the lips. It may be all the face slap. Who knows? Susan just finds her desperately annoying.
That just happens sometimes. You just don't jive with somebody.
Yeah. And like, why the heck is she here? Like, you know, she knows, for example, that the husband isn't here. She's here on her own. And that's like, that doesn't happen, right? They're just not direct friends. So it gets weirder than that because Mrs. Annoying, that's what I'll call her, okay?
Okay.
She just laughs too hard at mildly funny comments, right? Or, you know, she keeps rubbing Susan's arm and pouting her mouth as though Susan was five and scraped her knee. It's just weird, right? She's just weird. And as quickly as she arrives, she's gone, making an excuse she's late for the manicurist, whatever. And Susan's just like, what the heck was that? But then she sees an envelope on the kitchen counter. Okay. And in black marker, it says FAO Susan.
Okay.
Which was obviously left by Mrs. Annoying. But what's weird is it just says Susan's name. It's not like an invitation to a party or something. So she opens the card. It says, shh, boys know nothing about this and never should. You'd be a great mom. It's all yours. And there's a check inside for $30,000.
What? No.
Yep. And then it says, P.S., burn this note. Let's never talk of it again.
Wow.
So, okay, you really want a kid. You really want IVF.
Oh.
I would wait till the check clears.
Yeah, and then wait a week until after it clears. So they don't, yeah, I know. I was thinking the same thing. I was like, that could be a scam.
Yeah. Yeah. So maybe over to you. Like, there's so many options here. So what are our options? What are our options at this case?
So you're asking me, do you take the money or not?
So I suppose you could rip up the check, couldn't you?
You could.
And do nothing with it. Or you could return it.
Okay.
Or you could cash in, baby.
So my first problem that I have is the idea of not telling the husband about this money. I'm like, if they're trying to have a kid, and also I'm assuming they both understand each other's finances, 30K just dropping in your account out of nowhere, it'd be like, where did that come from?
Couldn't you dribble it in slowly? Couldn't you, like,
I mean, maybe, but geez, that's it's a lot of money.
And it would lead to lies because you could say, oh, I got a few extra shifts at my second gig, right? That's why there's more money. And then it's like, are you, do you? Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like that, you know, the first thing I would do is get the husband and be like, hey, this just happened. I should, you know, show him the note.
The thing is, though, is you know, or you think you know, but you probably know that the reason the best friend's wife knows is because Jed talked about it with his buddy when he was out fly fishing and said, don't tell anyone, secret, right? Because, like, they're not really talking to people about their IVF issues or their baby issues, right?
Yeah.
And then he said, oh, I won't tell anyone, but obviously told his wife. And so now there's this whole, like, secret chain.
Now everybody knows, yeah.
But it's all secret. No one knows that everyone knows.
Yeah, I hate that shit.
And it happens a lot.
Of course. Happen.
Yeah. But, like, $30,000.
Yeah, so that is a lot of money. And I understand that the giver is wealthy, and for them that's probably nothing. But
that's true. It's not like it's like a mega gift for you, but not necessarily a mega gift from them. If you see what I mean.
Yeah,
I see what you mean.
If this was a gift from someone like a family member or somebody I like trusted with my life, then I would not feel the hesitation I do right now. It's like this is a stranger, essentially, and I'd be like, there's got to be some strings attached to this. I would be very, very nervous about strings attached to that. And I mean, because my first instinct is like, no, I mean, I can't accept this money. That's just my instinct is just like, absolutely not. But when I think deeper on that, it's like, because there's going to be some kind of obligation. And like, we're talking about bringing a new life into the world. And I don't know if I'd want to have that hanging over my head, as desperate as I would be to have a child. I'd want it to be out in the sunlight, is I guess what I'm trying to say. Like, doing this all clandestinely makes me go, why? You know, part of me is like, I want lawyers involved. I want this all in the up and up in terms of taxes and accounting. I don't want this secretly done. Yeah.
You know what? That is actually a really good point. 40-something-year-old in me thinks totally get lawyers involved, right? Just to make sure it's all tight. But then it's just too much work because she's kind of just left the cash.
Yeah, there's going to be tax issues. We're getting very boring, but there's going to be tax issues. It's a large gift.
What if you rip the check up, right? You just think this is too crazy. So then you don't have to talk to Jed about it. So you don't, you know, And it's just, you just get rid of all the evidence. Because then there's no...
But she hasn't done anything wrong. So, like, why would she not want to talk to her husband about this?
Well, because in the note it says, you know, boys don't know anything about this. And it says, shh, right?
Oh, come on. Oh, yeah, like that's a binding agreement.
Well, but someone giving you $30,000 or $30,000 is a big deal. Or trying to. And I don't want to piss that off necessarily. I don't know. I think I would rip it up and then they would, you know, maybe she'd bring it up going, I noticed the money didn't leave my account. And I go, well, duh. Like, you know. And then she's like, I'm serious. Maybe you could open up the conversation, have her bring it up to you again.
Oh, yeah.
And then you could say, I want to do it legally.
Sure. I mean, I would tell my husband like that. This is like, I would definitely tell him, and not in the, I'm telling on her to tell you, just like, he should know. He should know what's going on. Be like, you know, pretend you don't know anything about this, but you should know this is what's going on. I can't imagine keeping him in the dark about something like that. That would just be,
well, what if you know if he has a super big mouth though? But that changed things. Like, I totally get what you're saying, right? But some guys have a super big mouth. Like, they
inevitably
just cannot keep a secret.
Sure, but it's not like, it's Susan, right? Is her name Susan? It's not Susan's, she hasn't done anything wrong here.
No, like, that's true.
So it's not like she has anything to be ashamed of. Like, that, if he blabs, it's like, well, somebody threw a lot of money their way with unsolicited. That is awkward, and that would make a lot of people go, You know, like, some people would get offended by that, going, I didn't ask for your charity. Why are you giving it to me unsolicited? That's insulting. Insults my pride.
Oh, I'd be like, shut up.
Some people are like that. Some people really are like that. And I won't pretend I'm not partly like that myself.
Oh, really?
From, like, my mother is one thing, but from somebody I don't know, I'd be like, fuck off. You know, I can do this on my own.
Oh, no, I'd be the opposite. If someone was like, hey, that sounds like a brilliant idea, let me invest, no strings attached at all, and I, you know, legally can't see any strings,
wink, okay.
Yeah, and I would declare it on taxes. I'd be like, gift. Done.
You don't look that gift horse in the mouth at all.
No, I just wouldn't. I would just be like, done, and we'll deal with it later. Because especially if I had like a very, you know, that was the best route I could see ahead, and I really wanted something. And someone just came in and kind of saved me. So Jed gets home, right? Jed gets home and he finds Susan at the barbecue. The whole thing's hot, ready with barbecue goodly sizzling away, right? And the note's been totally burnt as part of the charcoal. And Susan has the cutest little smile on her face. And he just thinks, oh, look at her. She looks so happy. I love her. And she's keeping the check, never telling her husband, and thinks much more kindly of her husband's best friend wife for the rest of time.
Wow. Lucky her. Wowie. That's great. Not at all how I would have expected that to turn out. But that's because of my own personal experiences with gifts. So, yeah.
I've never had a gift that was kind of taken back or anything like that.
Oh, actually. I have
really?
Been burned very, very, very badly. So that's why
share?
I no. Okay. Off the air, yes, but not on the show. That's not
okay.
My story.
Sorry guys. We love you, but that's a step too far.
Yeah, that's too personal to share with the world at large, but I'll tell you, Kroll, off the air. But I'll just say I have been burned very, very badly. So that's why I'm like, but
see, you would tell me because, you know, I don't have a big gob that would go off on air and say it, right? If I did, you wouldn't tell me.
Well, yeah, but you're not the guy in the story, or are you?
No.
Is there something you want to tell
me? Moving on,
moving on. Oh my God.
Maria, tell me your sticky pickle. Help yourself.
Help yourself. So I want to introduce you to the lovely married couple in my story that are not trying to have children. In fact, they are very happily child-free. And they have an extremely active and wonderful social life. So we have Giovanni and we have Stephanie. And they have a wonderful home in the city. It's nice and big. They do a lot of entertaining. They frequently fly out to California to the vineyards to get like the best wines, and they ship them back home.
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't have kids and they have all this free time. They go to all these amazing like food tasting events, and they will go to like the best artisanal cocktail bars and any kind of like niche food, like olive oil tastings or pastry chef demonstrations. Like, they've been to all of it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know a couple like this. They live in New York and they have a very sexy life. Yeah.
Oh, yes. Oh, it is very sexy. And like their Instagrams are full of amazing photos from like the best restaurants. Mm-hmm. And it's all like gorgeously plated. And of course, they always look fantastic. It's like, I'm envious just describing.
It's like barf, 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 barf.
This was my life before I had a kid. No, it wasn't. It was not like that. They have all the finest things in life. They can afford it. They have the time for it. And they're very happy. And they love to share it with their guests and with their friends when they entertain at home. So, of course, they like to go out to restaurants. Who doesn't, right? Especially if you live in a good city with an amazing food scene. But they also like to entertain at home. Oh. Giovanni, specifically, he has a taste for chocolate.
Okay.
So Giovanni, he knows all the, like, the small batch chocolatiers in his city. He's been to all their ateliers. He knows mm-hmm. all the chefs, all the fancy French words. he knows how to temper a chocolate or two, but he mainly will buy the absolute best of the best.
Yeah.
And when friends come over, and Stephanie, should be said, often watches her figure, so she indulges lightly on the chocolate side. She tends to just have a little nibble, and she's like, that's fine, the rest is for you, Giovanni. I'm not really super interested in this. So this is really, the chocolate is Giovanni's domain.
Right. It got you. Yeah. So she's not that interested. She doesn't care. It's great. Yeah. It's his little hobby. He searches the world for the best chocolate and then impresses his friends with it. Yeah.
And he's the one that knows all about it. Like, this one has this history and that one has this exotic ingredient
boring.
In it. I have a friend who's like this about port wines.
Uh-huh.
So, like, he knows everything about all these different port wines. And every time there's an occasion, he always gives me, like, a different, very exotic bottle of port. And let it be known, I don't drink port very much. So I have, like, 10 bottles of very exotic port.
I love port. So when I come over, I'll just empty
your... I'm just going to give you some.
Yeah, I'll just empty your... Let's have a cheese night. I'll be happy.
Oh, my gosh. That would be amazing. Oh, my God. Okay, so... One night, Giovanni and Stephanie, they've invited all their friends over. It's like a monthly, let's get together at our place and we'll just host. The friends are all milling around in the living room / kitchen. All the goodies are out on the table. It's a beautiful charcuterie, and there's like lots of cheeses. And of course, there's amazing, amazing chocolates out, lovingly arranged. And of course, they've been sitting out at room temperature for a certain amount of time, so they're nice and warmed.
There's no chocolate fountain, though. That's too lowbrow for this guy.
That's too lowbrow. That's too gauche, right? We don't do that. One does not with the good chocolate.
Doesn't know how to throw a good party, right? Okay.
But
where are the marshmallows?
Fountain. Yeah. You know? Yeah. Stephanie notices at one point in the middle of the party that Giovanni kind of like quietly sneaks off to a corner of the kitchen, and he's crouched down in the corner, and she's there with her glass of wine, just like looking out of the corner of her eyes.
You could see my face right now. I pulled back right from the microphone, like, what the fuck?
He's not masturbating. Just okay, be clear. I am amazed that
I was worried that
we're
going.
And he's playing with his pockets. No. He's just really stressed out, you guys. Really, really stressed
Give
out.
Give him a break.
Chocolate.
He has no kids. It's not like, they're all adults there. Big deal.
What's a little wank between friends in the kitchen?
Can you imagine? Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Especially if it was your husband's friend. You're like, Jesus Christ.
Can you at least do that in the bathroom? Just Jesus in the kitchen. He's not having a wank. He's looking for something in like a little kitchen cabinet. Like a dusty one where they don't, like, Stephanie's like, I think we have like an old blender down there. Like, what's he looking for?
Right.
And then she sees him like reach to the back of the cabinet and pull out this small little brownish blackish chocolate covered box, like colored box.
Okay.
And she's like, she's trying not to watch, but she's definitely watching. And she's like, he's hidden something back there. And she continues to like sip her wine and talk to the people she's talking to.
Yeah. Got you. Okay, I love it.
There's secret chocolate in the kitchen that Giovanni doesn't want the guests to know about. And Stephanie watches him.
I see, I'm not thinking it's chocolate. I'm thinking it's not going to be chocolate.
You think it's like an edible
box.
Or something?
I don't know. It's just, I think it's hiding in the box, but okay.
No, Stephanie's close enough to Giovanni. She's like, so, hey, what you doing? What are you doing down there? And Giovanni's like, ah! Zip, 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 and he, you know, shoves it back into the cabinet. Just having a wank. Leave me alone. and he pulls her aside and he's like, these are the really good chocolates and they're not for the guests. I don't want them to see.
For real? Like, why wouldn't he just put them on his bed or something? Yeah, okay.
He needed it in that moment. And he was like, I don't want them having it because this shit's like $50 per piece. This is like the most artisanal of the best chocolates. And like, this is not for the guests. So as Giovanni and Steph are having their little discussion / you know, kitchen wank. No.
Does she get a taste? Not of the wank, but of the chocolates.
No, she does not. She knows. Oh, yeah, she knows.
She's just like nibbling. Yeah, she doesn't even like them.
But she knows that if that's Giovanni's secret stash chocolate, she does not touch. She knows. So they're having a little chat. But what neither of them have realized is that one of Stephanie's friends had been watching this whole thing from like across the way. And now she's like super interested. Like, what's going on here?
Oh.
Right. File that away in your mind. This is a month ago. So now we fast forward to this month. Same occasion. Friends are over again. Okay.
Yeah.
And Giovanni, Stephanie put the whole spread out. The friends are over, including friend Kristen.
And she goes a snooping.
So at some point when Giovanni and Stephanie are out on the balcony, she's like, I'm going to have a little furtive sneak into the cabinet. And ooh, what's this? I think they forgot to put this chocolate out because it looks amazing. And I'm sure it was meant to be here with the rest of the spread. So she helps herself to a few pieces of this chocolate and she puts it out on the table and just walks away like that. That's where it should have gone. I am being a helpful guest.
Okay. Okay, Kristen. Douche move.
And when Giovanni and Stephanie get back inside, blood drains from Giovanni's face almost immediately when he sees the box on the table. And Kristen sort of tells Giovanni, hey, yeah, I saw that. I thought maybe you forgot it. I put it out for you. I was just trying to be helpful.
I mean, if she had just taken a few pieces and put the box back and then fucked off from the party and he goes and looks, you know, 3 weeks later, he'd never know.
That's true. But she figured, mi casa es su casa. So I'm being helpful. I want someone to help me, so I'm going to help you. And Giovanni is like, okay, I don't know how to explain this. So no offense, Kristen. I had those there for a reason. These are actually not for guests because they're kind of expensive. I'm sorry.
Uh-huh. Do you know what? This is just at this moment. I think this is where hyperbole has a really good place. You know, if he had just completely freaked out in a kind of hilarious way. Like, are you crazy? Do you know how much these cost? Like, it's almost £1 million a square, you crazy Kristen. Puke it up, Kristen.
If it was that expensive, I'd be like, put that shit in a lockbox, right?
Yeah, but just like, you know, the hyperbole could be cute. And then, but he'd still get the chocolates back without that weird mood afterwards, because everyone might laugh at his reaction or something.
Yeah, because he was real. He was like,
he was too real.
That stuff's like, expensive. Yeah. Like, well, okay, I only get the cheap shit? All right, fine. So Kristen remembers that. And about an hour later, she goes and gets the box from the cabinet again and puts it back out because she's mad and she's had a little bit to drink because this really bothered her.
Oh.
And not only that, but she's been talking to Giovanni's wife, Stephanie, about it. And Stephanie is actually on Kristen's side going, I don't understand why Giovanni's being such a cheapskate with his own chocolates. Like, these are our guests. They should get the best of the best. Like, why, Giovanni, why are you being cheap?
Way to have his back, Steph.
So you
divorce
are...
him.
End of. Thanks, everybody. What would you do if you were Giovanni?
Oh, just not have parties anymore or get a better hiding place. No, actually, you know what I would do? I would buy a vault and I would put it in the middle of the kitchen and I would keep all my chocolates in it and no one would know the password but me. And every time Kristen came over, I'd be like, this is where the chocolates are now, Kristen. This is where I keep them.
None for you.
Yeah. And you're for 6 months, you get no chocolates. If anyone gives Kristen a chocolate, you're dead. I think it's the only way to handle it without, like, because it's such a petty fight. Like, it's such a petty thing. Like, you know, so what do? Do you go down that route and go, oh my God, Kirsten, you're such a bitch. But it's like your wife's best friend. And do you really give a shit? Basically, you just want her hands off your chocolate.
This is
and
true.
And maybe your location was a bit, you know, stupido. So,
But what do you think about Stephanie agreeing with Kristen and being like, it's fucking chocolate, like whatever, Giovanni. Like, yeah, she knows how important this is to Giovanni, but...
Yeah, I think I would give her, you know, that move where you kind of point at your own eyes and then you point at her eyes all the time?
Yeah.
I'd be doing that for like a month.
You're on my shit list!
Yeah, exactly, exactly. I just think this has to be handled with humor. Like, this is not about, like, death or murder or super big lies. It's just about, you know, yummy, yummy chocolate.
Okay, but wine has been imbibed.
Yeah, so maybe Kristen comes back and goes, holy fuck, I'm so sorry, I'm what a dick. Here's more chocolate. That would be a cool move, you know, on her part.
That would be cool. Can I tell you what actually happens?
Oh, yes!
Okay, I'm going to tell you what actually happens. They're all a little sauced. So Giovanni is furiously mad. And he starts yelling at Kristen. He's like, you know, I noticed that you brought this cheap-ass Werther's Originals with you and this, like, sampler box from the corner store. And you brought that with you. You're not touching your own shit, but you go for my stash? No, get the fuck out. And he kicks her out of his house.
Mm-hmm. That's a side Stephanie might not have seen it before in her husband.
You don't fuck with a guy's chocolate. You don't.
Love it.
Yeah. So yeah, help yourself is not to that degree. Don't go rooting through people's cabinets.
Exactly. Well, unless it's something really, really delicious. That's it for this week's Sticky Pickles. If we made you smile, you know what to do. Tell us. Maria, how do people stay in touch with us?
We are at Sticky Pickles on Twitter and at Sticky Pickles Pod on Instagram. Anything else you can find on stickypickles.com. And please, we would love to see you on the Shuffle app, getshuffle.app.
Yay. Bye, everyone. See you next week.
Bye. Now I really want some chocolate.
Just wanted to bong back. All right.